Erevin Yerushalmi, Kof Mem Te Erevin Bavli, Daf Ayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis on the top line, Tani Echad. Tani Echad Le Erev Nathan Rishus. Now we skip the next few lines. They should say instead like this: Le Echad Rishus Le Echad She Erev Shnayim She Erevu Nathan Rishus on Le Echad She Le Erev Shnayim She Le Erevu Nathan Rishus on Le Shnayim She Erevu or Le Echad She Le Erev. Avlei echad she'iruv, neithin rishus le'echad she'iruv, ben shnayim she'iruvu, neithinim rishusan l'shnayim she'iruvu. And then she says, ve'ein shnayim she'iruvu, neithinim rishus l'shnayim she'iruvu. The Vaisa teaches, one who was not ma'ariv can give rishus to one who was ma'ariv. Two who were not ma'ariv can give rishus to two who were ma'ariv, or to one who was not ma'ariv. However, one who was ma'ariv cannot give rishus to one who was not ma'ariv. Two who were ma'ariv cannot give rishus to two who were not ma'ariv, and two who were not ma'ariv cannot give rishus to two who were not ma'ariv. Hakol noisnim rishus v'noitlin rishus chutz mishnayim shle'iruvu she'en noisnim rishus ve'en anoitlin rishus. Everyone can give rishus and receive rishus except for two who were not ma'ariv. They can give rishus, but they cannot receive rishus. Of Chastai Omar, said that if 10 Yisraelim lived in one house, and this house was not Ma'ariv, each one must be Mevatel his Rishus. Amr Rav Yasa, Asor Akum Shayudarim Bevayis Echad, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Tzorech Lahazkir Rishusay. Rav Yasa says that if 10 Gentiles lived in one house, each must rent out his Rishus. She's saying now, Rav Yasa, B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Amr Yisol, Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said if Yisrael and Gentile live in one house, the halacha is that Yisrael must be mevatel his rishus, but not rent, lest he rent for less than a putter, and the Gentile must rent, but his bittul does not help. And Rabbi Ba, Masa be'ishto shel parsi echad she'hizkira chotza shela shelo midas ba'ala asa kirim Rabbi Shmuel v'sha'a. Rabbi Abba said, a case occurred in which a Persian Gentile's wife rented her chatzah without her husband's consent. It came in front of Rabbi Shmuel, and he permitted it. Savrin Meima, Afilu Shmashoi Velikitoi. Now the Gemara assumes that they thought to say even if a Gentile's house servant or harvester can rent on behalf of the Gentile. We should say now, we skip the next six words, five words, it should say, Mivatel hu ha'akum. The Gemara asks the Gentile should be able to mivatel. Chaza hu boy. The answer is, he will retract. Me'ata filu maske chaza hu boy. The Gemara asks, then if so, even when he rents out, he will retract. Mikan ve'ilech ve'gezel hu mishtamesh. The answer from now that he received rental. And onwards, if he retracts, it's not a retraction, his use is theft. Adichan, how much must one pay the Gentile to rent his rishus? Eva ki ada amr Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Mana v'atalcho me'avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ein kaka nikne b'pochis n'shar puter. Yeah, we learn from the following. Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Mana v'atalcho and Rabbi Yavo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that land is not acquired for less than the value of a puter. Milsei de b'yakar v'acha oma afila v'egoiz afila v'tomar. And we learn from Yaakov Acha that it's even for a nut and even for a date. Rav Yaakov Acha kat have a nafig lachsanaya, he have a meshkech miabed takonahu avad v'in loy mevade monui yav chutra hacha sandala hacha daisike hacha. When Rav Yaakov Acha needed to find lodging, if he was able to fix matters, means rent from the Gentile for puter before Shabbos, that's what he did. If not, means on Shabbos he gave to the Gentile a nut or a date which looks like a gift and not like rental. He scattered his kelim in all corners of the house, his staff here, his shoe there, his sack here, etc. Amar Rabbi Matanya had a tema b'shehaya punduki akum avelim haya punduki yisol einay choshed letaltel. And Rabbi Matanya points out this is for a Gentile innkeeper, but a yisol innkeeper is not suspected to carry. If he regards him ma'ariv, it suffices that he said that he is mevatel. We found to the next Mishnah, halacha dalad, may masai noisnim rishus, when may one give rishus, Beis Shammai says it must be given only during the day before Shabbos. Beis Hillel Aymim Mishatech Shachweth. Beis Hillel say one may give a shus even after dark on Shabbos. Mishanathan Rishusoy Vahitzi Ben Shogig Ben Mezid Hareze Oise Olav Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that if someone gave a shus and then took something out, whether this was Shogig or Mezid, he forbids. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mezid Oise Shogig En Oise. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he was Mezid, he forbids. If it was Shogig, inadvertent, then he does not forbid. The Gemara says, Kain he must nisa, me'imasa mevatlin rashus, v'shama oimim v'ajoyim, v'yithil oimim m'shetechshach, kain he must nisa, v'yithil oimim, shusei afilu m'shetechshach. The Gemara says, the Amishtu means as follows. When may one be mevatl rashus, v'shama I say, during the daytime, Beisil says, even after dark, bitul is mere withdrawal, giving is a kinyan. The Gemara will ask if Beisil permits giving rishus after dark. Dal kain hu masnisa mikole beishamay mikhoim Beisil. If you would not say so, it means rather we discuss acquiring rishus, beishamay would permit even during the day and Beisil only after dark, then our issue would be a leniency of beishamay and a stringency of Beisil, and if so, it should have been taught in Maseches Eduyos. Mishanathan Rashusai Vahitzi. Misha said if someone gave a shus and took something out, etc. Now, the question implied is it connotes that the others acquired, if so, the giver cannot forbid. Kinim Asnisa, Misha Bito, Rashusai Vahitzi, Ben Shogig, Mezid, Hareza Isa. The answer that our Mishnah means that he was Mavatal his Rashus and then took something out, whether this was Rashogig or Mezid, he forbids. Kinim Asnisa, Eno Isa. Second answer is our Mishnah should say that he does not forbid, which we actually pointed out earlier to avoid a contradiction in Rabbi Meir. Tani, Shnaim Shayiv Shutzvin, Bacholza, Umeithecha Mehem, Nafla Bayis, Yerusha, Le'echad, Minashuk, Ashvei Chashicha, should say, Eino Oise, Meshachashicha, Hari Ze Oise. Bayis says if two were partners in a Chalza and one of them died, and the house fell for an inheritance to someone from the market, means not from the Chalza, before dark, he does not forbid. If he died after dark, then he forbids. Am Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Chenina, the Beis Shammai Hu, the Beis Shammai Oimim, Ein Mevatlin, Roshuas Meshetech Shach, Beis Hillel Oimim, Mevatlin, Roshuas Meshetech Shach. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Chenina, said this is like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai say that he cannot be Mevatl Roshuas after dark, they still say we can be Mevatl Roshuas even after dark. And there's a Baisa below that teaches that whenever it was forbidden at the start of Shabbos, the entire Shabbos is forbidden except for Bittul Rishus. Am Rav Yosa, Rav Bun, Mekhen Shemais, Ein Bittul Rishus, Godem Ezeh. Rav Yosa, Rav Bun said that since he died, there's no greater Bittul Rishus than this. Harei Shahaya Le'echad Menashuk, Ba'ayis Imahem, V'chotza, Umeis V'nofa, Ba'ayis Yerusha, Le'echad Mehem, Asher Chashecha, Harei Zeh Oiseh, Mesher Chashecha, Ein Oiseh. The Baisa says, if someone from the market had a house with them in the Chatzah and he died, and the house fell for an inheritance to one of them, means a member of the Chatzah, before dark he forbids. If he died after dark, he does not forbid. Oiti de Beishamai oimim im evatlim roshus mishetechshach v'silaimim evatlim roshus mishetechshach. Also, this is like Beishamai, because Beishamai say we are not evatlim roshus after dark, and Beisil say that we are evatlim roshus after dark. Now, should say, Liskor, Roshus, Meshetech Shach. May one rent Roshus after dark. Ramchir, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Imma, Salkun, Lachamta, the Gader, Shalun, Rabbi Chama Bar Yosef, Vishara. Ramchir, quoting Rabbi Yasser, said that Rabbi Imma went to Chamsa of Gader, the Gentile in the Chatzah was away and came on Shabbos. Rabbi Imma asked Rabbi Chama Bar Yosef, and he permitted it. Shimon, Rabbi Yochan, Rama Yafa Asisem, Shama Rabbi Shimon Lokesh, Rama Laya Asisem Yafa. Rabbi Yochan heard this and said, you did properly. Rabbi Shokesh heard this and said, you did not do this properly. Ma Pligin, or do they argue? Rabbi Zera Amar Lai Pligin, Manda Amar Yafa Asisem, Shishchatem, Manda Amar Lai Asisem, Yafa Shitiltaltem. Rabbi Zeira answered that they don't argue. The one who said, you did properly, refers to renting is permitted on Shabbos because he's not makne rishus. The one who said, you did not do properly, refers to carrying once the Gentile came, the heir is invalid. Renting does not suffice. All of the Yisraelim must be Mevatel and to one of them. Rabbi Abba, Amma, Pligi, Manda, Amma, Yafe, Asisim, Shishchatem, Shititaltem, Manda, Amma, Layasisim, Yafe, Ela, Shishchatem, Layasitaltem. Rabbi Abba answered that they argue, the one who said you did properly refers to renting and carrying. The one who said you did not do properly refers to renting in his Maknoshus and carrying. Rabbi Abba, boy, Afle, Inyan, Mechitzus, Kain. Rabbi Abba said this applies to even to walls. If a Gentile built or destroyed walls on Shabbos, it does not affect the Heter or Issa. Hei Chavidah, Hayushnayim, Be'uvu, Uvu Echad, Baha, Akum, Bahisif, Kvar Nichlasa, Shabbos, Be'issa. What's the case? There were two, and they made one Eruv. There was a Kamlis or Shisarabim in between, so it didn't help. And a Gentile came and added walls that would enable an Eruv. Shabbos already entered Be'issa, so it's forbidden even now that there are walls. Hayu shloisha ve'uvu shnayim eruvin uba'akum v'piches kvar nichnas haShabbos beheter. If there were three and they made two eruvin, each was ma'ariv by itself, and a Gentile came and opened the walls between them, Shabbos already entered beheter, so it's still permitted. Chayla du'bi abba min hador kol Shabbos shenichnas beheter muta be'isa osa chutz min hamivatel ushus. Sources of the abundance from the Braisa, any Shabbos that entered the Heter is permitted. If it was forbidden at the start of Shabbos, the entire Shabbos is forbidden, except to one who is Mevatel Rishus. They should say now, V'Istarami, Chutz Minamevatel or Minamaskir. Some say except for one who is Mevatel and one who rents out his Rishus. Ma'o Lisko Rishus Minapundik, may one rent from the innkeeper who is Gentile, who rented the property to another Gentile. Rabbi Chinana, Rabbi Yonason, Salkin, Chamta, Degader, Amrin, Namtin, Ashirabu, Zikne, Adoroim, Lekan, Asa, Rabbi Nosson, Doroim, Rashadron, Ne, Rashara. The answer is Rabbi Chinana and Rabbi Yonason that went to Chamta of Gader. They said, we'll wait here until the Chacham of the South come to here. But Nosson of the South came, they asked him and he permitted. Shoma Rishon ben Lakish va'amar ma'achasha akum ba omatzeinu ve'asinu klum. Rish Lakish answered that since the Gentile who rented from the innkeeper can come and expel us, we didn't do anything, means renting from the innkeeper is invalid. Shimon bar Abba am Rabbi Yochanan boy me'ata ein beitenu shelanu. Shimon bar Abba quoting Rabbi Yochanan asked, well, if so our houses are not ours, the king's soldiers can come and dwell in our houses against our will. Rabbi Yostei bar Rabbi Simoin b'shem Rabbi Baitus ein beitenu shelanu lador imanu ha lavseis ein moitzin oisanu urupunduk moitzin oisanu. Rabbi Yostei bar Rabbi Simoin quoting Rabbi Baitus answered that our houses are not ours, when soldiers can come to dwell with us, however they cannot expel us, but in the inn case the tenant can expel us.